A VIP visit. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. First Lady Jill Biden making a surprise trip Sunday to Ukraine, sitting down with her Ukrainian counterpart Olena Zelenska in Uzhhorod, where she pledged to continue U.S. help in the ongoing conflict with Russia.
This war has to stop. And this war has been brutal. And that people of the United States stand with the people of Ukraine.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also visiting Ukraine on Sunday. More explosions rocking the Black Sea port of Odessa Sunday. Dozens of Ukrainians are feared dead after a Russian bomb destroyed a school sheltering about 90 people in eastern Ukraine. The governor of Luhansk province saying Sunday that at least 30 people were rescued from the rubble of the school, but the rest probably did not survive. Emotions running high all over the U.S. as pro and anti-abortion forces turn their attention to the Supreme Court.
Police in Wisconsin investigating suspicious fire at a nonprofit that supports anti-abortion measures. The Madison police chief says it appears the office was specifically targeted. This weekend, protests also popped up all across the country. They had large groups gathering in Chicago, Houston, D.C., and even in Austin, Texas. Activists calling on Americans to protest the potential end to abortion rights. This after someone leaked a draft U.S. Supreme Court opinion that would strike down the Roe v. Wade decision.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in New York City. A Hong Kong committee stacked with mostly pro-Beijing members casting a virtually unanimous vote for John Lee to become that city's next leader on July 1st, the anniversary of Hong Kong's 1997 handover from Britain to China. Lee will take over from Carrie Lam. America's listening to Fox News.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
New York's governor becoming the latest high-profile politician to test positive for COVID-19.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced Sunday she's tested positive for COVID-19, but is asymptomatic. The Democrat tweeted she is vaccinated and boosted. Hochul is expected to isolate and work remote this week. She did recently appear at an event alongside New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, who caught and recovered from COVID earlier this year. New York City Mayor Eric Adams also recently tested positive for the virus. Tom Graham, Fox News.
We're all digging deeper again at the gas pump.
Gasoline prices have turned upward again, this time a jump of 15 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks to $4.38 per gallon. But diesel fuel is behaving even more dramatically. There has been a jump of 43 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks to $5.58. And the 1 year ago comparison is shocking. Gasoline is up $1.36, but diesel fuel is up $2.42 per gallon.
Oil and gas analyst Troby Lundberg publishes the Lundberg Survey. The welcoming committee back out again in New Zealand.
New Zealand opened its borders to thousands of travelers from around the globe after relaxing its COVID restrictions. Visitors from about 60 nations, including the United States, Britain, and Singapore, arrived for the first time since early 2020. Cultural performers sang songs at the arrivals gate in Auckland, and travelers were handed popular, locally made chocolate bars as the first flights arrived from Los Angeles and San Francisco. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
To NASCAR, where Joey Logano wins the Goodyear 400 at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. Tyler Reddick was second, with Justin Haley, Kevin Harvick, and Chase Elliott rounding out the top five. I'm Paul Stevens, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.